sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? This is wonderful stuff, gang. For all of our listeners out there, if you have access to a computer while you're listening, pull up this website for me, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That website address is www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. The more you look at this website, the more you're going to realize how much you need this guy. Hello, Presser. Fantastic, unbelievable resume.
And how about this? If they go to our website and contact us and tell us they heard about us on your show, I'll send them a free copy of the latest best-selling book, Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time.
Hey, that's fantastic. Thanks a million. I appreciate that, guys. You heard it straight from him. Head out there, make sure that you let him know that you heard it from me, and enjoy the book. Hello, this is really something that's hitting near and dear to home for me. This didn't happen to me, but this actually happened to a friend of mine who our kids go to the same school. She had, this was about a year ago. She had a little play date at her house. Great little kid, and the little kid fell down the stairs at their house, as little kids are known to do. Hell, I'm 45. I still fall down people's stairs. But believe it or not, the kid was like 6 years old, went home perfectly fine, not a scratch or a bump or a bruise or anything, perfectly fine, thank goodness. Within a week, the dad of this kid had sued the parents of the homeowner, the homeowners, for, you know, liable for damage, for whatever, because the kid had a bruise, he had, I don't know, some sort of, you know, psychological trauma, post-traumatic stress. I'm not making this stuff up. And they actually had to settle out of court.
You know,
my jaw was dropping while this woman was telling me the story. This is insane.
It's absolutely crazy. You know, first of all, nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued. Also, with today's litigious society, you know, lawsuits are really becoming the next biggest business. You know, people are losing their jobs in the bad economy. The people who are lucky enough to keep them are making less and less every year.
Yep.
And why not hire an attorney on any corner for free, because the attorney will probably take your case on a contingency fee basis, which means you pay absolutely nothing unless he wins. It only costs you maybe a half hour of your time. And hey, look, if you win, you'll probably get some tax-free money. You know, the stats are is that one in three people will be sued in the next 12 months, and the average person gets sued 4 to 5 times over their lifetime. So it's not so much about making money anymore. It's about protecting what you have.
You know, you're... services and your expertise are around at just the right time. You nailed it for all of the various reasons that you just mentioned here. Another case in point, you probably have hundreds of these stories. A friend of mine who has a dog, very nice dog, never had a hint of problem before. You can tell where I'm going with this, right?
Of course.
Had a friend come up, had a neighbor come up who they didn't know. Dog was just being, you know, protective, this kind of stuff. The neighbor starts getting very kind of overly fun with it. Oh, kind of bunch of whatever's having fun with it, just snuggles on. And the dog accidentally nips it. Doesn't break the skin. It's fine. Thank goodness the guy's okay. Sues the dog owner and actually wins money.
And actually wins money.
There's no hospital stay. There's no anything. Talk me down out of my tree here. How do we get rid of this stuff?
Well, unfortunately, the craziest thing is that even if you win, you're a loser, and here's why. You know, the law makes it so easy and cheap, if not free, and inexpensive for anybody to sue you, but they make it so difficult and expensive to defend a lawsuit. So while anybody can go to any corner and hire these free contingency lawyers that'll sue you for free, you can't get anybody to defend you for free. So even if you win the case a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, if you've already paid tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees, you're really a loser.
Oh my God, yes. And, you know, in this day and age, when you touched on it earlier, we're working so hard for the little bit of money we do have in savings to have it sucked out by this invisible hand in the name of a lawsuit. It's just maddening. Now, riddle me this, Batman. Can you, now this is, it could be my naivete at work here, but can't you assume your primary residence is exempt from lawsuits, or am I nuts?
Not at all. Every single state is different. And if you go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see something called financial planning exemptions, and you can click on your state. We have every single state. So, for example, in Florida and Texas, your house is protected. In a lot of other states, your house is not protected at all. In some other states, your house might be protected, but only up to $20,000 or $50,000 or $100,000. So definitely check out the website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. On the left-hand side, hit financial planning exemptions, and they'll tell you exactly if your house is protected and up to how much for every state.
Outstanding. That'll be great news for our listeners down there in the great state of Texas. All the more reasons to love that state. But we've got about 43 million within our listening area. And I'm willing to bet a good number of their jaws are dropping, because literally, it's getting closer to home. If we ourselves have not been sued, if we haven't fallen into that statistic that you mentioned, we know somebody who has, and it hasn't been for crazy reasons. My God, I'm reading your write-up here, and your website's amazing. You said, you know, even if the case seems utterly ridiculous, like, you know, true story, the man who struck a teenager with his luxury car and then sued the boy's family for damage to his bumper, you can't make this stuff up. This is insane. So what are some assets that are likely exempt? I mean, obviously our car and our home, that's going to be the big-ticket items that people are going to want to look after for value, that kind of thing. But what are some assets that are likely exempt from that kind of fear?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what's exempt in Florida.
Yeah.
And again, every state is totally different. So we have all the exemptions on our website. But in Florida, your primary residence is protected. In Florida, your life insurance is protected. In Florida, your annuities are protected. Your wages can be protected. Your retirement plans are protected. So Florida is a great place to live if you want to be a debtor and owe somebody money. Now, that's not the case in every other state. So, for example, if you have a life insurance policy with $50,000 in cash value in Florida, it's protected. The same life insurance policy in Georgia is not protected. So, again, you got to check your state, and we have the list on our website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Left-hand side, you'll see a list of exactly what's exempt in your state.
Definitely, and keep reminding our listeners of that great website address. Now, here's another question reeking of naivete on my part. Is it the local lawmakers, the state lawmakers, federal lawmakers that put these things into effect? How does this go from zero, where you're on one side of the Florida border, you got everything protected, you go, you know, 2 miles north to Georgia, and suddenly you're in a huge pot of doo-doo?
Yeah, those are all state exemptions. There are separate federal exemptions, which, again, are listed on our website as well. But, you know, what we tell people is that, listen, you work your whole life, so when you're 60, 70, 80, whatever it may be, you can retire, you can, you know, donate money to the charity that you like, you can pass the money down to your kids, whatever you want to do with your money. But unfortunately, one car accident, one slip and fall on your property, one breach of contract, one short sale or foreclosure deficiency, you know, one litigation, one frivolous lawsuit can take every single thing away. So the challenge that I give to all of your listeners, and it's the same challenge I give to my clients, is that for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it.
That's brilliant. That's a good ratio. That makes perfect sense to me. I've got a couple minutes before the break, so riddle me this. When we're talking about ways that we can protect our assets, it sounds daunting. It sounds like no matter how many I's we dot, there are still T's to cross that we miss. Go through a couple of steps for me. What's the best, say, first step people can make on their own for asset protection, say, this year and beyond? What's your Fisher Price sort of formula for people exactly like me in the smaller words as to how we go across this and get this done to protect our assets that we work so hard for?
Very simple. Number one, educate yourself. First, you have to become an educated client. You have to know what your different options are. And again, any of your listeners who go to our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention your show, if they contact us, I will send them a free book. Next, you have to inventory your wealth. So many people have a lot more than what they think they have. People only think of what money do they have in the bank, what homes, what cars, what boats. Well, what if somebody owes you money? What about a phone number? You know, if your business phone number started running to a competitor, you know, that's an asset. What about domain names? What about inheritances? So before you do anything, after you become educated, you have to inventory your wealth. Only after you've become educated and inventoried what you have can you begin to protect yourself. When it comes time to protecting yourself, there's so many different things you can do. You know, one strategy I give is to own nothing but control everything. Get everything out of your personal name, because if it's in your personal name, somebody can take it. Put it in some sort of protective entity like a LLC, a limited partnership, a corporation, a trust, etc. Another strategy I give people is strip the equity. What's a $100,000 Mercedes worth if you owe $95,000? What's a $500,000 home worth if you owe $450,000? Put liens and mortgages and UCCs on your assets. You know, become an unattractive candidate for a lawsuit. And again, there's literally hundreds of ways that we can help clients protect their assets, but you really have to find a plan that's individualized, customized, and tailored for you, because there's no one-size-fits-all.
Brilliant. Hello, Presser. AssetProtectionAttorneys.com. I know my listeners are going to have about a zillion questions for you. We got one more minute before the break. And when you're talking, it reminds me, believe it or not, it may not be intentionally, but we're thinking about the weather. We've had this crazy weather going on I'm thinking about Hurricane Sandy last year that caught so many people unprotected, thinking, oh, this is going to be covered by this, and it wasn't, that sort of thing. What role does insurance coverage play? We've got about 30 seconds before the break. We can always touch again on after the break. But give us a quick thought on what insurance coverage plays with all this.
Insurance is great. great. I tell my clients, buy as much as you can because it's cheap and it helps you sleep at night. But don't solely rely on insurance. You need an asset protection plan. The insurance companies are here to make a profit, and 70% of lawsuits are not covered by insurance. So if they were paying all the claims, they wouldn't be in business. They wouldn't own the big buildings. So you need belt and suspenders, different layers, different firewalls. Insurance is great. It helps you sleep, but you need a solid asset protection plan to go along and safeguard your assets along with the insurance.
Awesome. Hello. Hang out for a minute. We're going to pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more outstanding advice for protecting those assets you work so hard for. You all stay tuned. We are back. Welcome back to the Kristen Hagopian Show, Living a Luxurious Life for Less. And I have on with me here a fantastic guest. I wish we had 14 hours on the line with this guy. He is a wealth of information on how to protect your assets that we all work so hard for. Hello, Presser, joining me via the Newsmaker line. Hello. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Excellent stuff. My pleasure entirely. Gang, for everybody out there listening that has access to a computer right now, pull up this website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Ever so gracious, generous offer from Mr. Presser. Anybody who logs on to that and contacts him, says that they heard all of his good advice via my show, free copy of his outstanding book, Financial Self-Defense. It's a win-win for all. I would absolutely encourage you to do that. Well, we're talking today about something that everybody I know, I kid you not, it's chilling. Everybody I know either has been sued for usually ridiculous reasons or knows somebody who has been sued for ridiculous reasons. And wherein maybe, I mean, I'm 45, I could be dating myself here, or maybe I'm just paying more attention to it now. 10 years ago, you didn't hear about this so often. In the meantime, we've had a nosediving economy. Money has dried up. People literally feel other people's insurance policies on, you name it, their homeowners, their whatever. A dog bite. Suddenly you're suing the dog owner. You know, a fall down the stairs of a little kid. Thankfully, nobody gets hurt, nobody gets injured, and yet a week later you're being served with, you know, being sued. It is nuts, and it's happening to everybody out there nowadays, and you've got exactly the 1-2-3 punch we need to protect people from it. Couple of billion questions for you, but I'm going to kind of pare it down to just a few. You talked before the break about how one of your best strategies is to own nothing but control everything. Go into some detail on that, if you would, for our listeners.
You know, if you think about it, you know, you don't really own anything, and that's because when you pass away, you can't take anything with you. So really, you just have a long-term lease on it, if you think about it. So I tell my clients, don't be so, tied up with who's on the title, who the owner is. You know, because if you own something in your personal name, somebody can sue you. If there's a car accident, a lawsuit, a slip and fall, a short sale of foreclosure deficiency, a breach of contract, they can sue you for anything that you have in your personal name. So take any asset that you have out of your personal name and put it into some sort of protective entity. Maybe some sort of protective LLC, limited partnership, trust, corporation, etc. But get it out of your personal name and put it into this entity name. Yes, you technically don't own it from a legal point of view, but you're still enjoying all the benefits of the assets. So don't worry about owning anything. Worry about controlling everything and being able to enjoy the benefit of the assets. Anything you own can be taken from you, so no point of having your name on anything.
You touch on so many important points there. One thing I have to take issue with is that whole concept that you can't take it with you. I actually have several beloved pair of high heel shoes that I intend to bring right there with me into the afterlife, like, you know, like the pyramids,
you
how they stuffed full of spices.
You and my wife. My wife, too.
There you go. See that? Word. Soulmates. There you go. Right there. So beyond that, however, there are many entities out there that you can do this in. And all kidding aside, it is incredible how over the course of one small, seemingly insignificant experience, suddenly your most worthy assets are right up there on the chopping block. And it's something that's happening just, it is ruthless and heartless, and it's happening in all four corners of the world nowadays. And I'm not trying, I'm a very upbeat, optimistic person by nature, so I don't mean to paint some sort of a bleak thing here. This is just my personal experiences, my personal observations that I've seen around here. Without scaring people, you know, we're talking about ways to protect your assets. How can people learn more about asset protection? Do they contact you directly?
Well, they can go to our website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of educational information there, so I think they'll learn a lot. And again, if any of the people go to our website, if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, I'm going to send them a free copy of Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time.
You rock the house. I got a question for you. I'm a homeowner. You probably are as well. I've got a question for on behalf of all of the renters out there that have assets that they don't want to lose to this kind of thing. How does that differ between homeowner's insurance and any insurance you'd want to get on top of that, protect yourself from lawsuits? How would a renter go about protecting what they have? Would it be the landlord's responsibility if someone were to injure themselves, God forbid, on the renter's property? How does that work?
Well, the way it works is if somebody gets injured on the property, they're allowed to sue the owner of the property. So,
holy crap.
You know, if you're renting your property out, you know, your renter might have a 4th of July party, someone might get drunk, something could happen, and they could end up suing you. Now, as you know, they usually sue everybody, so more than likely they're going to sue the renter as well, but you as the owner, even though you had no control, even though you weren't there, you will definitely be sued. That's why I tell all my clients, you know, when you have a piece of real estate that's not your primary, you want to put it in what's called a domestic asset protection LLC. That way, if anybody sues you, they can't take the house because you don't own it, it's owned by the LLC. Also, if anybody gets injured on the property, who are they allowed to sue? The owner. Who's the owner? The LLC, not you, so now they can't come after you. It's called inside out and outside in protection.
God, you must be a ball at Christmas parties and holiday parties and everything. I mean, you must literally have like a flank around you of people just dying for this information. People don't know this, Hillel. 99% of people are walking around with the very assets you described that we all, thankfully, the vast majority of us, you know, haven't been sued, air quotes, yet.
It's
just ripe out there.
It's scary out there. I mean, listen, you work your whole life to gain assets, to gain wealth, and literally one thing, and it doesn't even have to be a real lawsuit. It could be a frivolous lawsuit, can take every single thing away. So it's not if you get sued, it's when you get sued. And I mean, it's scary. I think the last time I checked the numbers, there was over 100 million lawsuits each year, and that number's only growing with the bad economy. So the best advice I can give to people is take a minute, take a deep breath, stop worried about making your money. Okay, wherever you are in your life, take an hour, take a 30 minutes, take a minute out and worry about protecting the principal that you have. Because let me tell you something, you might not think you have a lot, but if you lost what you had, you'd be in a really bad position. And, you know, people always ask, you know, is asset protection only for the wealthy? The less you have, the more you need protection. You know, we represent, I don't know, 30, 40 professional athletes. And, you know, I have clients, football players that sign for $50 million. Well, if they get sued for $5 million, they still have $45 million left. You know, contrast that with the average Joe who saved up a couple hundred thousand over his life. If he's sued for $1 million, he's totally wiped out. So the less you have, the more you need the protection. And you gotta do it before it's too late. You know, you can't buy health insurance after you get sick. You can't buy car insurance after the accident. You have to be proactive, and you have to talk to an asset protection attorney and set up an asset protection plan before trouble strikes.
You know, you touched on two important points. First of all, the fact that there are 100 million lawsuits floating about nowadays, and there are 300 million Americans floating about. Even with my minimal math knowledge, we had serious problems with that. Secondly, you talk about the athletes that you represent. When I was talking about this and bragging shamelessly about having you on the air, I heard from a B-rated athlete, I don't know, not the superstar NFL stuff. He was on a somewhat lesser-known team. He had a buddy of his sue him once he got this stuff going on. It was insane. The stuff that comes out of nowhere once you have some money coming across your threshold suddenly becomes this open season on people that you never thought in a million years come up alongside you like that. It's nuts.
I mean, listen, you hear about it. It's the people who go burglarize your house, get injured on the property, sue you, and win. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the amount of frivolous lawsuits that you see. I mean, there was some daughters that sued their mother for not sending them college care packages and making them come home for curfew. It is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy out there. One of my favorite ones, I got married about a year ago. There was a wedding that took place, and a couple got married, and they sued the photographer for pictures that didn't come out right. But what they did was they sued her for $4,000 for her fee and $48,000 to restage the entire wedding.
Holy smokes. Well, I could talk your ears off for 2 hours. We got to wrap it up. I can't believe it. The time has flown by. Thanks a million for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.